Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Come here, Audrey. How'd you get a job in CNN? I was washing the dog right there the other night and your dad says to me, come here, don't you do any? I just seen a video there on Facebook. There's another Donny interviewing fishermen in West Cork for CNN and you're not going to believe it. He's from Kerry. Roy started growling. He don't like Kerry. I took a look at the video myself. I had to watch it a couple of times because West Cork lads can be hard to understand, let alone a gourmet from Castlevine. There he was anyway. Kerry Dwaney, grinning away in Castletown Bell, acting as if he owned the place. I'm not a racist now or nothing, but why are we bringing in a Dwaney from Kerry to talk to Cork people when our own county is full of Dwaneys? Bad enough that we've Pascal Sheehy reporting from Cork from RTE, you know? Anyway, I was thinking about it. This reporting thing's a cinch, like. You opens with a comment about the weather. You do the interview. Bad joke at the end. Back to you in the studio, Moana, or whatever your name is. I've updated my LinkedIn page there with a few lies, so can you go on to CNN there and ask them if they'd be alright with me accent? Doubt you do any. Blackpool.
I rang CNN there and said, do you find the Kerry accent contagious? Your one said, era like we do and we don't.
It's getting anxious on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who buy new makeup for rugby internationals. Brona _ Ona Ski Resort said it's always a nervous trip up to Dublin because she felt like a muck savage from Clonakilty 3 years ago in the Shelburne when this Dublin 4 princess started pointing at her jumpsuit and chanting, look what just popped in from 2007. Fifi _ White Prius said she was at a party in Bowles Bridge before the England match a few years back and in the Botox, Beat, who owned the place, asked her to put on a bib and hand out some canapes as if she only went to St. Angela's. BB _ inherited a fortune said, I don't know what all the fuss is about. They're playing Wales on Saturday. It's not like you're going to try and score with one of them. # can't wait for the Scots. # oh lads, the kilts. We banned her for 6 weeks for being so randy. She'd steal your husband if he wasn't tied down and not in a sexy way, BB, before you ask. I'm heading to Dublin Friday evening with Mike Hen and I haven't slept a wink all week because I haven't been out in 2 years. And I'm worried that I look like someone at a fashion show in Kanturk. So like Audrey, what are they wearing in Dublin this year? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang my Dublin agony aunt friend, Ask Monica, and said, what's big with the Dublin 4 crowd this year? She said, same as every other year, their self-worth.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. I'm in a permanent state of semi-arousal at this time of the year, looking up flights to Spain in June so that Berna and myself can fly down and get our hands on a bit of tanned talent. Jesus, it's virtually impossible to get the juices flowing in freezing February when you're confronted with the pasty skin on a gentleman farmer from Knocknagree that you met on Tinder and him standing there apologizing for the state of his socks. Fast forward 4 months and you're pulling out your best moves on the dance floor in Marbella to attract the attention of some sex god called Rodrigo. A surprising number of them have a fetish for office managers from North Cork. One fella told me last year that he went as far as to get engaged to that one Lorraine from Kishkem. Anyway, didn't I get a call from Bernard during the week to say that our holidays are off because she saw some gowl on the news trying to land a plane in Heathrow in a storm. No dice, apparently. And didn't he have to take off again? You'd want to be wearing an adult nappy, she said. Long story short, she's done with flying and we should set our sights on Bala Bunyan. I said, Bunna girl, I'd rather eat my dinner off the street in Macroom. Do you know anyone who would like to come to Spain with me? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
I do actually. Me? Hashtag you had me at Rodrigo.
Now listen up, Paddy. I've just come from the meeting of the British establishment, where the head of armed forces, Farty Basildon, said they're scaling down plans to send tanks to the Ukraine in favour of a small gang of fishermen from West Cork. Who needs surface-to-air missiles when you can just send in some chap called Mick Mike Mickey from Castletown Bear? Bottoms up, Boris said. Splendid idea. I'd like a photo opportunity with them before I go. I promise I won't disappear into a fridge. So, could you please handpick 7 or 8 of your best fishermen and let me know when they arrive so Bottoms Up can organise a suitcase of refreshments? Lord Edmund de Servantsbanker, England.
I rang West Cork there and said, come here, Boris Johnson got in touch there. He wants to send West Cork's finest over to sort out the Russians. He'll need 7 or 8 of you. Your man goes, 7 or 8? What's she trying to do, countish kids?
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.